USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A judge has ruled that several of Minnesota's abortion restrictions violate the state constitution. Ramsey County District Court Judge Thomas Gilligan ruled against the state's 24-hour waiting period after consulting with a health care provider. He also did away with the requirement that young people notify both parents before they can receive abortion care and other rules. The ruling took effect immediately. At least one group is calling for an appeal. Scientists are keeping an eye on a new COVID-19 variant called BA.2.75. It's not clear if it could cause more serious illness than other Omicron variants, including the more prominent BA5. The latest mutation has been spotted in India and appears to be spreading faster than other variants there. The Dow and the S&P 500 closed down on Wall Street Monday. However, the Nasdaq closed up. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
A federal judge is saying the trial will go on for one-time advisor to former President Trump, Steve Bannon. He faces contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House Select 1-6 Committee. The trial is scheduled to start next week, despite Bannon saying Saturday that he is now prepared to testify. Bannon argued that his testimony is protected by Trump's claim of executive privilege, but he was fired from the Trump administration in 2017, making him a private citizen. One American is among the three that were gored Monday during a fifth bull run at Pamplona's San Fermin Festival. Three others were left with bruises. It was the first run with gorings in the festival this year. Three more daily bull runs are scheduled before the end of the festival on Thursday. Two are dead and three were wounded after shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities are looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The family of Jaylen Walker say protests for justice should be peaceful and condemn city leaders in Akron, Ohio for not doing anything publicly to express regret for Walker's death. Bobby DiCello is the family's attorney.
As a family, we stand for nonviolence, but we encourage protest. We encourage the First Amendment exercise of the pain and the suffering that's been visited upon this family and this community.
Walker, who was black, was shot and killed by police. He was wounded more than 60 times by officers who tried to stop the 25-year-old for alleged traffic and equipment violations. Multiple protests in the city have taken place in the week since his death. Some of the downtown businesses were damaged, prompting officials to start a curfew. Funeral services are set for Wednesday. HRA Pharma is seeking permission to sell a birth control pill over-the-counter, setting up a big decision for regulators. Hormone-based pills have long been the most common form of birth control in the United States. The French drug maker's application includes years of research intended to show the FDA that women can safely screen themselves for health risk and use the pill safely at home. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 164 points. The Nasdaq gained 263 points. The S&P 500 was off nearly 45 points. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.